And the second half is underway. A kickoff from right to left taken by Horn. Angles left of the 20, out to the 22-yard line. About a return of 20 yards. And that's where we'll begin the second half. Quickly down on the field to Brandon McAnderson.
Yeah, it looks like they're still going with Kendrick in the second half. McVitie was really upbeat, encouraging everybody. He warmed up, but he really never put on his helmet. I think he still may be banged up.
Yeah, that's a good point Brandon brings up. I mean, it may be, in fact, we only have one healthy quarterback. And, you know, let's get behind him and see what Miles Kendrick can do in this second half. We had early success in the first quarter, but since then, the second quarter has been owned by Mountaineer defense.
Three wide, slot to the left side. Kendrick's out of the shotgun. Puka Williams to the right, from left to right, H-back right. And Kendrick takes the snap and hands it off to Puka Williams up the middle to about the 24-yard line. A gain of three. It'll be second down and seven with West Virginia leading Kansas 17-10 just underway in the third quarter on a gorgeous, magnificent October Saturday in Morgantown, West Virginia. Temperatures in the mid-50s with very little wind.
Offensive line overall is doing a better job. I mean, you're moving the sticks even just to play up the middle for four.
Kendrick quickly out to the left, caught out to the 30, and it's Tecuve Williams, and it will be close but still short by a couple of yards.
Big play coming up here, Jimmy.
Somebody's down along the sideline. Can't tell if that was.
Oh, we've had a number of players go down for Kansas. Tecuve Williams down on the Kansas sideline. The Jayhawks facing a third and two. They have not been successful. Neither have the Mountaineers on third down.
Brandon, could you see anything down there?
He got his lower leg tackled, but I didn't see anything specific to injury, but he's having trouble getting back up. He's also the second slot with Stephon Robinson out. It's probably Luke Grimm, but they're getting pretty thin at that position as well.
Let's see what Dierman does. He's got Fairchild a tight end on this short yardage. Grimm is coming back in. We don't see Ben Miles yet, the fullback, who many times will come in on third and short. We have not seen a lot of Hyshaw, who really
and a third and
was
two
impressive last week. And he's kind of a short yardage back.
Be a great opportunity.
Yeah, you've got a little man crush on Hyshaw. Understand why. Looks a lot like you.
Major man crush on Hyshaw. I think they need his skill set. I get that Velton Gardner is very good, but they need something that is a better complement to Puka, and I think it's him.
Thunder and lightning.
Yeah. So
Brent Dierman was talking about that yesterday.
Interesting set. So you got three wideouts on the third and short. I like that. Spread them out a little bit.
Third and two. Grim motion left. Handoff Williams up the middle. Lowers his shoulder. Spinning right. Trying to fight for the first down. And he'll only get to the 30. Unfortunately, the line to make was the 31. And it'll be fourth down and one for Kansas. That was a big third down that they had to have. And they're a yard short. And it's just too dangerous to do anything else other than punt with 13:45. Time to go in the third quarter, and you trail 17-10.
Puka's a great back, but he misses the hole. I mean, he clearly was to the left. He cuts back to the right. If he goes to the left, an easy first down. Even great backs make bad decisions. That one, Puka misses the hole. Kansas will have to punt the ball away early on, and this is exactly the start you didn't want to see for the visitors.
Four or five Mountaineers made the tackle. Here's a low punt. That will at least take a Kansas bounce, which they needed, from Thompson as it rolls to the 30-yard line, and that's where the Mountaineers will come out for the first time in the second half. So you weren't able to get the first down. You really needed to get a good start offensively to that second half, and now the defense back out again trying to keep the team in the game.
You know, we've had some ugly-looking punts, right? I mean, just low from both teams. B-Mac, give us an update on the wind. What's it doing out there?
It's not wind. I think he's missing the ball, I think. I mean, I don't know anything about punting, but it's not wind.
It's like those flags are basically pasted onto the goalpost right now.
But we like the roll.
Hand it off to Luddy Brown, West Virginia, from right to left. About a yard. That's about it. Kyron Johnson, among with a couple others, in on the tackle. Caleb Sampson was sniffing around there as well. They'll give him 2 yards. Second down, eight from the 32 from right to left. 2 minutes gone by. Third quarter, Mountaineers lead 17-10.
Well, DJ Ellis did a great job of bringing someone off the edge to make the tackle from behind. That time is Elijah Jones.
From the shotgun, they give it to Letty Brown, and Brown up the middle at about the 35, 36-yard line. It'll be third down and four. Dejon Terry was one that got in on the stop. He's had a pretty good game.
Oh, yeah, you think? For a redshirt freshman, and he and Marcus Harris. You know, give him 5 stars. And we've talked about him reshaping his body, and he still carries that 313 pounds. But
quick, too.
Good situation here. You got a long three for West Virginia on third down.
Third and four from the 36 from right to left. Shotgun four wide, trips left. Brown the tailback to the right of the quarterback. Daigie takes the snap, back three, has time, goes middle, caught, hit immediately, but first down anyway, out to the 45-yard line, a gain of 9. And the reception was hauled in by Letty Brown out of the backfield.
Letty Brown's doing everything. Yeah, covered by Mayberry, Kansas, back in a cover one. He took a big smack by Drew Prox, and Brown held on to the ball, so a well-earned reception by Brown.
Sinkfield replaces him, and he's tackled by behind the line of scrimmage by Harris and Jones.
Yeah, Jones, and that was Marcus Harris that was there. And Marcus Harris may be getting his credit for his third, if not two and a half tackles for a loss.
And you talked about Marcus Harris quite a bit before.
I'm going to talk a lot about this guy. Let me tell you what. Red shirt freshman from Alabama. We'll have a lot more of number 50.
Second and 11 from the 44. Fake the give. Pressure coming. Hit as he throws. Fires left. Caught anyway. 40-yard line. Dancing to the 39 and knocked out of bounds. Ferguson knocks out the receiver.
The pressure
was Winston Wright.
Gavin Potter, and he came in there hot. And Daigie's got away with it a couple of times, but just throwing some weak passes up in the air. And, you know, so far he's gotten away with them. But, I mean, that was a floater, great pressure on the late blitz by Potter.
A gain of 17 yards, first and 10 from the Kansas 39. They fake the run. Daigie has time, goes down the far sideline, right, and it's caught at the 22 for a gain of 17. And yeah, it's Winston Wright's second straight catch.
Yeah, B-Mac have talked about the arm strength. At times you see it from Daigie, but that one was another floater. It was just very, very accurate, but maybe an opportunity. We'll get your comment after this play.
They go quick, as they tend to do, and it's a wide receiver intercepted on the far side, 35 to the 37-yard line. Intercepted, Malcolm Lee stepped right in front of Jared Daigie, and the defense does it again. A turnover, and it's KU ball with 10:32 to go in the third quarter, down by 7.
Yeah, it looked like a little bit of a screen pass over there, and Malcolm Lee was just dropping back into coverage, maybe a little bit of a zone blitz type of package, and Lee identifies it as a tunnel screen immediately. Immediately drops back into coverage and intercepts that like a linebacker. Great read by Malcolm Lee, reading the tunnel screen, the receiver coming from the outside to the inside, wrapping around behind the line of scrimmage and the offensive line, and Lee is just having some fun with his teammates. But how about this defense, guys?
It'll be Kansas ball when we come back. Time called, 10:32 to go. We're in the third quarter. Our score, West Virginia 17 and Kansas 10. Our broadcast is sponsored by Interest Bank, proud supporter of KU Athletics. This is the Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.